Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from Gap HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. There are various reasons why you need to issue contracts of employment. All of them are to help you as the employer rather than the employee. You could get away with not giving people contracts, but the biggest disadvantage of not doing so is that if you don't issue your own contract, the default employment law will apply to the employees. And as we all know, employment law is generally weighted towards the employee's rights rather than the employer's rights. If you have your own contracts, you can at least change some of those things, which will be better for you and your business. The first section that I'd like to talk about is notice periods in employment contracts. So reason number one for issuing your employment contracts is the notice periods. The legal minimum notice periods are amazingly short. In the first month of employment, they're instantaneous on both sides. After the first month of service, the minimum notice period for the employee to give you, and vice versa, is just 1 week. However, it doesn't matter how long they've been with you, the employees only have to give you 1 week's notice. So even if they've been with you for 10 years, it's still only the 1 week's notice. However, this is not the same for employers. You will now need to give them 1 week for every year of service, up to a maximum of 12 weeks. If you have your own contract, you would normally write in that if after somebody's completed their trial period, that they would be on a month's notice on either side. And that notice has to be given in writing. If they're more senior, you might even make it 3 months, so that if they decide to leave, you have plenty of time to find an adequate replacement. So if you don't want to be left in the lurch, you need to put an adequate notice period in the contract. I also make sure it says in writing to stop spur-of-the-moment resignations, firings being treated as valid, which in the heat of the moment they were, but in the cold light of day and the reality of having to pay the mortgage, they aren't. It's good to be aware of the years of service that somebody has carried out should you have to go to redundancy, because if you say it's going to be 1 week for every year of service up to 12 weeks, then that's a similar calculation for the redundancy payment. So that's yet another reason why it's a good idea to issue your own employment contracts to your employees so that you can protect your business. For daily human resources hints and tips, follow me on Twitter under @preventativehr. To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk and arrange your personal HR strategy session by giving me a call on 0845 459 6319.